the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to the Top Rope Chef after show for D'Lo Brown's Basic Broiled Chicken and the Rock's
Rock Bottom Pancakes.
There it is.
What's up?
Rock bottom girl, you make my rocking world go round. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
I'm great, Brad. How are you?
Jacqueline, what'd you cook this week?
What did I cook this week? A lot of cake. Just mainly cake.
Yeah?
I don't think I made anything at home, actually.
That's kind of sad.
It's pretty lazy. It's shameful. No, I know what I did. I went downstate to hang out with you, and I bought a bunch of Arabic food and have just been living off of hummus.
That sounds great.
It is quite the life. I am loving it.
What's your go-to hummus? Do you just like a plain, or do you like pine nuts, or do you like garlic, or do you like roasted red pepper? Because, oh my gosh, is it coming varieties now?
Yeah, I just go to the Lebanese grocery store, and I just get the straight-up hummus with lemon and garlic in it. That's my go-to.
So creamy and delicious.
It's unlike anything else. You can't... Sabra can sit on it. It's not... It's nothing. Or Three Tribes or whatever. It's all garbage compared to Greenland.
Well, Three Tribes is like a smaller company from Texas, I think. I kind of like them.
Which one?
Three Tribes.
Yeah, they have interesting combos, but it's not It's not real hummus.
It's fun and flavorful. And I'm going to hashtag them and at them and maybe give us a sponsorship because I do like their hummus.
I want to have Greenland give us a sponsorship.
Who do you want? Who is it?
Greenland, the Arabic grocery
Greenland.
Store. The Lebanese grocery
store.
Oh,
yeah. That wouldn't happen.
No.
They're small.
Not at all.
That's a little place by us that has it's an amazing Arabic food grocery store.
If you want to buy 10 yellow peppers for $1.
For 3 cents. Not even.
Go to Greenland and your dreams will come true. I bought a pineapple there for $2 yesterday. This isn't yesterday. A week ago.
The last time you were
there. The last time I was there. $2.
Yeah, they have strawberries, like $1 for a whole carton of strawberries, and the prices just don't
make sense. $1 for 10 lemons! Where do you get that kind of a deal? You don't.
Nowhere.
Nowhere but
Absolutely
Greenland.
Nowhere.
If you want to get some Syrian cheese, which is delicious, go there.
Maybe it comes from Greenland. Maybe that's how the prices are so cheap.
Maybe that's how. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's an amazing
What's the?
Store.
What do you think currency does Greenland use? The Canadian dollar or the... Do you use the euro?
I always just pay with my card. So.
I was talking if you went to the country.
Oh, the country Greenland. Yeah. Probably, I don't know.
Hashtag Greenland money. Get us on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know.
Yeah.
What you think Greenland currency is. Maybe they take... Maybe their money isn't even green.
Maybe it's
a totally different color.
Maybe it's just flavors.
It's like edible money? I don't know. That'd be a really funny, like, you could buy food with it, or you could just eat it.
Do you remember when, what was it called? Not fruit by the foot, but it was, like, fruit snack. It's like a fruit snack roll-up, fruit roll-ups, and they had money, and you would, like, push... Like, it was like a, almost like a paper doll, but like, and you would push the money out and you would like build a dollar bill and then you would just eat it. Do you remember that?
So here's my question to you.
Okay.
I feel like everyone had a technique or a method to do what with that rest of the fruit roll up after you punch out all the fun things, you're left with this just like holy fruit strip thing.
Yeah.
How did you eat that? How did you eat that, let the remainder of the fruit by the foot?
I rolled it up into a ball with my hands and shoved it in my mouth.
I went like lengthwise, like a paper cigarette. The entire fruit by the foot
and
eat it all in one bite,
yeah,
weren't you?
I sure was. I'm maximizing my eating time for my playing time. So I would just shove the food in my face and then go outside and play.
What about bubble tape? Did you ever eat a whole roll of bubble tape? Is that even possible?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
Because I had a younger sister and I still have a younger sister and a younger brother. And I...
Here's what happened to her. She ate the bubble tape and never recovered.
Her mouth is too small. I've got a big face. I had to prove my dominance constantly. It was like a, you know, like in a wolf pack. Everybody's always trying to overthrow the alpha.
Yes.
I'm clearly the alpha, so I just had to prove it constantly. We also did grape swallowing contests. Did you do this with your siblings?
I've never swallowed a grape whole in my life. I can tell you that for sure.
We would do it to who could swallow the biggest one, and it would always stop when somebody like choked for a minute and then got it down.
That sounds like the most dangerous game to play.
It was, except for the hold your breath game. Who could hold their breath the longest in the ocean in Florida?
Tough boy. Kids are just trying to kill themselves. We had no sense of anything.
I should not be alive right now. I can tell you that.
I know, was it Fluffy Bunny was a thing where you eat marshmallows until you can't say Fluffy Bunny anymore?
Oh.
That's like a game.
I didn't do that. That sounds gross.
No. Yeah.
You just put them in your mouth until you can't?
Yeah, you just keep putting marshmallows in your mouth until you can't talk them anymore and see who can get the most marshmallows in their mouth.
I don't think I could do it with one.
You couldn't eat a single marshmallow?
But while I'm chewing it, say Fluffy Bunny?
No, you just put it in your mouth and leave it there like gauze at a dentist's office.
Oh, that sounds like a surefire way to get cavities all over the place.
This week was WrestleMania just passed, so I barbecued a bunch of chicken. I even used Stone Cold Simmering Sauce in one of the chickens.
Did you?
The other one ended up being better and more of a crowd favorite. And that one was mostly soy, ginger, lemon. And that was mostly, there was some water in there too, but.
That sounds like.
It was great. And I just sauteed it. I also bought some tofu. I'm going to do the same thing with that tofu and just marinate it and use that in meals this week.
That sounds incredible.
And soy and ginger and lemon are just such good compliments to each other.
Yeah.
And just had a great time watching WrestleMania and eating kebabs. Got the first grilling of the season out of the way. Got that thing going, oiled up and nice, and yep, we ran out of charcoal, gotta get some more.
Mm-hmm. I have had just freezing rain and snow all week. I can't get outside to save my life.
I could go grilling right now, it's that nice where I am.
I hate you.
Putting it on again. Laying it on thick.
I hate you.
Do you have a go-to grilling chicken recipe, or do you do tofu? I also grilled some pineapple, and I put chili powder on it, and that was incredible.
Always.
Do you have any secret grill hacks, Jacqueline?
Okay, I always do drummies and thighs. That sounds douchey. I always do drumsticks and thighs.
I do drummies and thighies.
Drummies?
And breasties?
No. Breasts are too
that
dry.
That doesn't sound good.
I'm super into the dark meat. So I do drumsticks and thighs, and I marinate them overnight in oil and salt, olive oil and salt, and usually Arabic spices, like shawarma spices.
Okay, is that a seasoning I can get, or is that something you make by your own?
It is a seasoning you can purchase at the grocery store.
Okay.
At least in Southeast Michigan, you can. I don't know about the rest of you. But I do that, and then I always do kebabs. Kebabs? Kebabs.
However you want to say it. I say kebab because it's funnier.
Okay.
I used to always say kebab, forever, and then I watched Flight of the Conchords, and those kids from New Zealand always called it a kebab.
I'll buy you a kebab.
I'll buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab.
Yes, with onions and mushrooms and pineapples, which is also the topping I always get on my pizzas.
Why don't we make a pizza with that Arabic seasoning in the bread and top it with that stuff?
Why don't we? You need to have some garlic paste on there, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
However you want to do
on
it. Garlic,
pizza.
Maybe a tomato sauce that's mostly garlic is fine.
Yes.
Or just garlic and butter, probably. It'd be great, too.
I think if you baste the crust in garlic and butter, and then do a garlic paste plus marinara sauce mixture for the sauce, and then do all those things on top.
I think I made a falafel pizza, and that turned out pretty great.
Ooh,
with the hummus.
Wait, was the crust falafel?
As the base. It was cumin and parsley. And it was everything that kind of goes in falafel. I forget what the other stuff is, but it was all in there. Food, right? I want food. Let's get food. Lately, I haven't been wanting bad food, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I've been I was thinking about, I was around my home from work today, and I was like, I could stop and get something, but everything just sounds bad.
It does. For me,
everything
too.
Everything just sounds bad. I can't just go somewhere and get like a salad quick.
No.
Or like a sandwich that doesn't suck quick. Like, everything is just bad.
If you know of a restaurant or food place around in Michigan anywhere that Brad or I can get a sandwich that doesn't suck, send us a message with the hashtag sandwich doesn't suck.
It's also important that I'm able to get it at any time, because there are some amazing deli places, but, I mean, what am I going to get up in the afternoon when I got to work and get a sandwich? Come on.
You mean like 24/7 sandwich place?
Yeah. I want a 24/7 sandwich place.
I want us to open up a 24/7 sandwich food truck that is wrestling puns.
It would have to travel... It would do good in college campuses, I feel.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's where Michigan. Our market would be. Ann Arbor, Michigan is where we would make all of the money.
Correct.
What is your sandwich for this food truck?
My sandwich I'm putting on the menu that I'm creating?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Our livelihood depends on it being good. So I'm going to throw it at you surprise
style. I always, you know, sandwich places... are either too complicated, or they're just not special enough, or like the ratios are wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite meat is probably roast beef.
Okay.
Because it's great. And I'm just going roast beef, we're going onion, we're going coleslaw.
Ooh.
We're going a little bit of shredded lettuce, because that's staying in there. Brad likes him some cucumbers. Let's put that on there. And we're doing either Catalina or Russian or French dressing. I need to try all three to know.
Okay.
And we're probably going to do two kinds of cheese, white cheddar and Swiss.
And what is this called?
The Brad.
Okay.
It's called I'm Jonesing for it.
That's good. That's good. And which wrestler will you be dressing up as? Because this is a wrestling-themed sandwich food truck.
Oh, Roddy Piper, of course.
Well, there goes my idea.
Jacqueline, let's fire it back at you. You're putting a sandwich on the menu. Okay. What's on that sandwich?
So this is a crowd pleaser and not a Jacqueline pleaser. I just want to preface
this. I mean, like, ham and cheese is what people want, but I'm not giving it to you, people.
Okay.
We're not going to do just ham and cheese.
Mine is salami, ham, turkey, hot peppers, jalapenos.
It's almost like a Cuban.
Red onion, sriracha mayo, and provolone, and pepper jack.
What kind of bread?
Panini.
Have you ever seen the movie Chef?
No.
And... if not, why not? Because you should watch that movie.
Because I feel like it's going to make me too emotional.
You need to watch it. He makes a food truck, and it's sandwiches.
Oh, come on.
And he just serves, like, delicious sandwiches out of it.
But...
It's the movie that's going to make you the most hungry to watch. It's great.
But isn't it, like, really emotional and heartwarming?
No, it's great. Just watch the whole thing.
Okay.
It will be emotional, but it's also just really well made.
Yeah. Okay.
And it'll inspire you to get a food truck, like 1%. I'm pretty sure I've talked to you about this movie, like, a lot.
Probably.
In the past couple years, but, yeah.
This is probably your, I follow The Rock on Twitter.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Chef?
Getting people to watch Chef. That's a great film. Why not? What's kind of an off-the-beaten-path sandwich that we could put on there? I'm looking down at the last recipe. We did a Patreon episode where we talked about mashed potatoes. And it's cue me up. I know, like, chicken salad and tuna salad. What about, like, a potato salad sandwich? What can we do with that?
Potato chips.
Bacon, maybe?
Potato chips.
No.
Why?
I want to do, like, potato salad.
With like potato chips. Like a potato chips.
Salad. Potato salad and potato chips?
And cubed up pickles and dill and garlic.
Oh, my gosh. Garlic. Jacqueline, you are off the chain today. What's the meat in that thing? Come on.
No meat. This is the vegetarian option.
Prosciutto.
That would be good, too. Prosciutto needs a little something sweet, though, I think.
Maybe a sweeter potato salad.
We could do shaved... ooh, sweet potato salad with, like, if you say garlic aioli instead of mayonnaise and garlic, that'll sound a lot fancier, and it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Or you could do prosciutto with, like, shaved cantaloupe.
That's interesting. Have you ever had, now that we're going back to the grill thing.
Yeah.
What is, what would a, I know grilled watermelon's good. Could grilled cantaloupe be a thing?
Have you grilled watermelon? It's like 100% water.
Oh, you know, it's great. It's got that nice grill smoky taste. It's so good.
Doesn't it all like juice out?
No. Oh. No, it's not. What is what? It's not like a sponge.
I feel like it is though.
No. You can grill a watermelon. Get a whole piece of watermelon okay. and put it on your grill next time you're feeling a little bit froggy.
We used to do, what is it called? Grilled bananas.
Oh, yeah.
With like chocolate.
Plantains would be like the no-brainer.
You slice them in the middle and you put chocolate chips on them, just a couple.
That sounds amazing. Super it's like good. A hobo pie, but a banana.
Or you can do like cinnamon.
100% cacao? Can't you have like the super dark chocolate? Or still have?
Yeah, but I don't hate myself.
Oh, I like really dark chocolate.
I like the milky, fatty stuff. That's why I like chocolate.
I think 87 is like the sweet spot, but I'll go over and a little under for 87.
You know, that's what husband likes, and I just don't get it. I like to put that kind of chocolate in chili, but not like...
Oh, yeah. I put it everywhere.
Straight up sweetness. I'll eat it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's probably also because I just haven't had a lot of sugar in my life.
Oh.
And I quit sugar for a long time, and then suddenly like everything started to taste sweet. Like I can't even have like a drink a soda without like feeling how much sugar is inside of it.
And like your pupils dilate and you get like that crazy cartoon face.
Yeah. So there's like a bitterness to anything like over like 87 for me with chocolate, but that's still sweet to me.
I just crave fat. So, if it doesn't have a lot of fat in it, I don't want it.
Get a big old slob of lard on that thing.
Basically. I have heard, though, did I try this? I don't know that I tried it. But I know that I've heard that if you wrap honeydew with prosciutto and you grill it like a kebab, that's really...
I'm sure that's awesome.
It's like that salty sweet deal.
Honeydews and cantaloupes are... the orphan child of the brunch world. I feel like people don't like them at all.
This person does. I get super into cantaloupe. I'll eat the whole thing.
There's definitely like a ripe cantaloupe that's like incredible, but there's certain spots where it's just not good. And then when you like have it like set up next to watermelon and pineapple, I just feel like the fight isn't fair.
I am not a fan of watermelon. I really don't care for it.
Wow. Wow.
It's always so...
shots heard around the world.
Is this going to break up the show?
I think so. I think you just turned heel on the podcast, Jacqueline, straight up.
I have always wanted to be heel. I don't like chocolate chips, and I don't like watermelon.
Oh my gosh, who are you? Where did Jacqueline go? She's gone from this world now. It's just this heel Jacqueline.
It's so grainy.
Oh my, I can't even begin to defend watermelon. It's so incredible. You can do so much with it. The taste itself is great. Put a hole in it and fill it with liquor and you got yourself something delicious.
Now, I'll get on board with that. That's it.
It looks like a submarine and it's a fruit. It's incredible.
I will say that if you cube up a not quite ripe watermelon and you have some fresh mint leaves, some feta, and some blueberries, I will eat that. That's super delicious.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think also there's a like mint or something else that goes in there too.
I said
mint. It's really, really good. When I was growing up, my grandpa had watermelons in his garden. So we would get fresh watermelons like right off the plant when I was little. And my grandpa liked to put salt on it.
I've heard that with fruit.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it's definitely not the way I like to eat it.
People do that with apples, too, and I've never heard of that. It was like a couple people.
Really?
Yeah, like salting apples.
Hmm.
I mean, I just put like peanut butter on apples, or like peanut butter and little mini marshmallows.
Yeah, and peanut butter is pretty salty, so it kind of...
But like just salt, like straight salt is weird.
I mean, salt on, like, is there fruit that I definitely eat salt on a lot of vegetables. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, cucumbers.
It just never just belongs in the fruit world. But that chili powder I had on that pineapple, that was something stellar.
I think I may have mentioned this before, but Trader Joe's also sells dried mangoes with chili pepper on it. They're, like, powdered, like, with sugar and chili powder on the dried mangoes, and they're insane how good they are.
Yeah, that sounds too good.
Oh my god.
I'll never buy those.
Sweet and spicy. So good.
I can't have those. That sounds too good.
Yeah.
But now I want to grill a mango. I want to grill some fruit this summer.
Yeah, that sounds good. I can see a grilled mango. I can see a grilled mango for sure.
What about like a grilled avocado? Even that's sounding pretty good.
Hmm. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
You wrap it in bacon.
Yeah.
Dude, I've done grilled apple before. That was all right.
Oh, yeah.
That was all right.
I mean, it's all right. It's better if it's something like wetter, I feel.
I think you're probably right there.
We had some grilled asparagus also, and that's just incredible. You just put it on the grill for like forever, and it's just so super delicious.
Yeah, asparagus.
Salt, pepper, and olive oil was all that was involved
in that. Same with Brussels sprouts, too.
I've never had them on the off the grill before, but I want to get into that.
I steam them a little first, and then I pop them on the grill.
Yeah.
Either wrapped in bacon or olive oil, salt, and black pepper.
What about, like, grilled collard greens and spinach and lettuces and things? Think that'd be good?
I've never done that. Grilled lettuce sounds gross. Yeah. I used to do...
Grape leaves sounds awesome.
Grape leaves do sound awesome. I do, in the summer, grilled cabbage steaks. It's called cabbage steaks. It's just if you take a head of cabbage and you slice it in, like, 1-inch chunks, and then you grill it, you'd baste it in olive oil, put salt, sprinkle salt and pepper on it, grill either side of it, and then you put garlic paste on top of it and eat it like a steak. It's really, really, really good.
That sounds insanely good. I am just turned a corner so hard on cabbage.
In a good way?
Just like the last few years. It's incredible.
It goes with everything. Every kind of food you can add cabbage to. We put it in our stir fry now all the time. All the time.
Yeah. So good. Any kind of soup you could want, cabbage can go in there.
Yeah.
I'd even go as far as throwing some chili. I don't care.
Yeah, I've done that. It's really good. Or we'll put it in tacos. Like red cabbage especially is really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
And it tastes good. Mm-hmm. It just gives it that crunch. That crunch factor.
Sauerkraut inside tacos. This is sounding pretty good to me, too.
Ooh, yeah. You could do a kielbasa taco. Polish tacos. Pierogi tacos.
Not a sound effect. That came from me.
I feel like if we had a tag team, it would be taco-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could definitely do the wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
And the audience could do it with me. Yeah. It'd be great. It'd be so annoying and wonderful.
It would be the best. And our finisher move could be something to do with tacos.
Oh, boy. Or tread lightly.
Or if we go like the quesadilla and we could like smash.
Oh, tread really lightly.
What?
I don't know. It's just sounding a little racist.
Oh. I just meant like the bad guy would be the cheese. And then we.
I know you didn't. Yeah, I know you did not mean ill intent, but.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I'll stop.
Us to being two white wrestlers and going after like Mexican related things. I mean.
That's pretty.
I wanted to open up a egg roll food truck, but I mean, come on. I can only go so far as to appropriate things.
You know, it's pretty attitude era, though.
It is. It is. Well, I think that's it for this after show episode.
I think that is.
Thanks for joining us. And find us on social media at twitter.com/toprofchef, facebook.com/toprofchef. Tell us the kind of fruit and veggies you're looking to grill this coming summer. Because we're already in it when this episode comes out.
Maybe we'll try it. Maybe we'll tell you you're gross.
Have you ever had salt on fruit?
I don't.
That's a big thing.
I don't want to hear about
that. I don't know. And just thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.